This country is so nice, it's so polite, it's so thoughtful and empathetic and sweet. It's the kind of country that loves dogs and gives directions to strangers that we put up with it for 4 years. But we can't anymore. We just can't. And we can't for two reasons. The first reason that we can't put up with it for one more minute is because it's just not justice. It's not. It's not justice. It's unfair. You cannot reward the most parasitic, useless, violent, nasty, aggressive people in your country. You can't make them the richest. You just can't. It's just wrong. In a fair, decent country, the people who work the hardest, who have the highest level of talent, who are the most creative, who are the most decent to their neighbors, who give the biggest tips to waitresses, those people should be successful. Those people should be revered. It shouldn't be Larry Fink. Are you joking? Kamala Harris shouldn't have a job. She has no skills. How did we wind up with a system where Kamala Harris, you couldn't change the tire on your truck, much less drive it? How did she wind up at the top of the pyramid? And then once she's there, she lectures you like you did something. It's too much. You can't allow that. It's an offense against the truth, against reality, and against justice itself. And the second reason you can't allow it is very familiar to anyone who has children, which is if you allow it, you will encourage more of it. If you allow people to get away with things that are completely over the top and outrageous, if you allow your two-year-old to smear the contents of his diapers on the wall of your living room and you do nothing about it, if you allow your 14-year-old to light a joint at the breakfast table, if you allow your hormone-addled 15-year-old daughter to like slam the door of her bedroom and give you the finger, you're gonna get more of it. And those kids are gonna wind up in rehab. It's not good for you and it's not good for them. No. There has to be a point at which dad comes home. Yeah, that's right. Dad comes home. And he's pissed. Dad is pissed. He's not vengeful. He loves his children. Disobedient as they may be, he loves them. Because they're his children, they live in his house. But he's very disappointed in their behavior. And he's gonna have to let them know. He's gonna have to get to your room right now and think about what you did. And when dad gets home, you know what he says? You've been a bad girl. You've been a bad little girl and you're getting a vigorous spanking right now. And no, it's not gonna hurt me more than it hurts you. No, it's not. I'm not gonna lie. This is gonna hurt you a lot more than it hurts me. And you earned this. You're getting a vigorous spanking because you've been a bad girl. And it has to be this way. It has to be this way because it's true. And you're only going to get better when you take responsibility for what you did. That's not said in the spirit of hate. It's not said in the spirit of vengeance or bigotry. Far from it. It's said in the spirit of justice, which is the purest and best thing there is. And without it, things fall apart. The Democratic Party machine, and notice I'm not beating up on Kamala Harris, who's just a hapless victim who happened to be there in the right color, so they grabbed her. Tim Walz, they needed some, you know, whatever Tim Walz is. They needed a weak man, because it is the party of weak men and unhappy women. One of which leads to the other, by the way. Where you find weak men, you will inevitably find unhappy women. Sorry. And they make them on purpose. They weaken the men to drive the women insane, to have the most consistent voting bloc ever in the history of politics. Unhappy women, made unhappy by weak men. But it could be anybody. It could be anybody. Kamala Harris is just a stand-in. She's a cardboard cutout. I mean, she has a soul. God created her. I'm not attacking her humanity.
But there's nothing there. It doesn't matter. If it wasn't Kamala Harris, it would be, I don't know, Pete Buttigieg or whatever. You know, who are these people? It doesn't matter. They're the cutouts. They work for the machine. They're totally dispensable. They're replaceable. And they need to have limits set for them. And so on election day, and I sincerely believe Donald Trump's going to win. And if I thought he was going to lose, I'd be here anyway, by the way. I would. In fact, I would have been here earlier if I thought he was going to lose, just to make the point. I mean it. I don't like people who jump on the winning train, okay? I think Donald Trump's going to win. And not only do I think Donald Trump's going to win, I think that the vibe shift has been so profound. I mean, the numbers suggest he's going to win. He's ahead in all seven battleground states. But much more important, and the early voting seems to be favoring him. But more important even than the conventional political markers is what you smell around you. And it's the return of freedom. It's the return of the country you grew up in, where you could say things like, I like that guy, and maybe like the other person. That's fine. That was not allowed for 9 years. And it's allowed now. And I think, and it's because of what they did, by the way, they deserve this. But I think the vibe is so strong right now, I don't think we can get away with pretending something else happened. I don't think we can have another 2020 at this point. I just don't. I don't. Where they hid relevant facts from you, they prevented you from knowing about their candidate, and then claimed victory. 37 billion votes or whatever they claim he got. That's rigging the election. Period. If the government prevents people from knowing critical information about a candidate, they have rigged the election. And they did that. Period. Oh, you're not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to say it because it's 100% true. And every person who hears it knows it's true, including the people who did it. I don't think they can do that again. I don't. And I don't think, no matter what they pull 2 weeks from now, 13 days from now, I don't think they can get away with standing up and being like on MSNBC, no, actually, Kamala Harris is a historically popular, it turns out. Woman who's never had a job who can't even pronounce her own first name consistently. That's how false she is. Some woman who grew up in Montreal, Canada is lecturing me about America. Okay. I don't think they can do that because I don't think people are going to sit back and take it. I don't. It's enough. It's enough. That's the point at which you say, no, I'm sorry. I put up with this crap for a long time. I indulge your little fantasy. It's like when your teenage girl becomes a vegetarian, you're like, okay, that's, you know, well, okay, it's fine. No, I totally understand. You're like, it's a phase. But if that phase goes on for 9 years and includes destroying your major cities and allowing your country to be invaded by millions of foreigners whose identities you don't know, and his purpose in this country is unclear, by the way. Why shouldn't we feel threatened by that? If they go out of their way to crush families, to make it impossible for your kids to buy a house, I mean, getting involved in the sex lives of your children, which they are, if they do all of that, they need to lose. And at the end of all of it, when they tell you they've won, no. You can look them straight in the face and say, I'm sorry, Dad's home, and he's pissed. Thank you.